Well, I'm just kind of curious how, you know, the excitement of the day, the weekend that was, and then, you know, you lose the game yesterday. How do you kind of manage that, or how was it different for you yesterday, either driving home or after you got home?
There's definitely a bit of a one-off feel to a game like that. It almost isn't tied into your season with the shows that go on before it. How you assess the game that you played, it doesn't really fit the ice. It's a different animal out there. I mean, we're down the pipe four times in that first period and don't get it to the, well, we get it to the net once, really. So you know what? We're gonna take it as it was a spectacular experience for everybody in our room, really, for the city as well. Really would have liked to won the game on that alone. I mean, the points are important, but for the event that it was, and we'll take good memories from it. And now we're back into an NHL season.
Is it good to snap your club right back in here with the three Central Division games?
With 17 games in 29 days, yeah. We're real excited about that. Good to get back playing, get back. Everything kind of went back to normal today, mm-hmm. right? We get everybody back on the ice, and they moved well, focused, and moved hard.
How about just the week, though, when you got Dallas, Colorado for the first time in your division here?
And now the games will change. The first four had a certain feel to it in terms of style. And there's always a bit more of an edge when you get into the Central Division. There'll be the Dallas games are always high end at both ends. So we've got to make the most of the chances we get in these games. And we know there's some pretty good shooters there, so we'll be aware of that.
Looking forward to seeing how they'll respond to these games, come against Dallas.
I'm looking forward to see how we respond every night. Really, you know, I mean, we've probably used five different sets of combinations over the first five games. So there's always something new that you're playing with, and you're looking to see how guys respond. So much of each game this year will be brand new, you know, until we hit the 40 game mark. It's new for a lot of our guys, and there's always a great interest aside from just a hockey game.
How do you approach a stretch like this where it's such a marathon? You're not going to be able to practice all that.
I'd like to tell you I know, but I've never seen one like this. It's not the number of games, so there are some brand new things that we've never dealt with before, and one will happen this week. We go in and out of Dallas and then into Colorado, and that's a good hour bus from the airport in Colorado to the hotel, and we've never had to come back and play an afternoon game. So I've never seen that before where you go back-to-back, you're on the road. So we'll travel on our off day and not practice off back-to-back games and then play a game the next day without a morning skate. It's going to happen twice. We do the same thing coming back to play L.A., and then we have, you know, the 2 days off that we had this week, or we had three, but the next time that event happens is December 12th and 13th, where we're at home for 2 days off. So there's a lot of newness, and you've got a young group. The kids will probably think this is the way the NHL works. You never practice, you just play games. But we're going to try different kind of recovery ideas along the way.
Good opportunity for them to come together as well, though.
It'll be good, yeah, for sure. We get them together, get them out on the road a little bit. It puts everybody in the same room an awful lot. It'll be good for our team.
Forgive me if I misinterpreted some of the things you said earlier just towards the end of camp and as the roster was set. You talked about there's going to be some movement. You know, because the jobs were so close or the battles were so close on that third and fourth line, do you start to contemplate things and maybe, you know, looking at different guys, or is it still too small a sample size?
No, you're right. I mean, we've stayed to that plan. So as I said, we've almost used five different sets of line combinations in-game. We've only had rotations once of players in and out of the lineup. That'll happen more frequently, again, with our schedule coming up. That's the idea of it. The goaltending have been in a bit of a rotation. So we're right where we thought we'd be in terms of moving pieces around. I had a different dynamic last year. We set the lines and left them for, I think, 15 games where we didn't move anybody around much. There's been quite a bit more movement with the lines.
But what about promoting anybody at this point? Or like some of those guys that were close?
Well, we got to give the players with the Moose an opportunity as well to show they deserve it. They've got to get some games, get some confidence, and get some playing time. But we want to be careful with it as well. We don't want that idea you have a bad game and you're out of the lineup, because you have to be able to come back then and show that you can respond to that and rebound. But again, that idea at the start is still true. There's going to be a fair amount of movement over the course of the year.
You touched on the circus that was the last few days, the last week. Do you worry about a hangover as life gets back to normal?
No, I don't think that's part of it. I think we played maybe our best period of the season in a lot of ways in the first period, aside from the comeback periods in the third. But in terms of starting the games, even keel, the practice was sharp and hard today. And we're going to play so much hockey, if there is one, it won't last long.
Paul, you're working on the power play today. Is it five games in? Is that too early to kind of worry about where it is at right now?
No, you would worry about it before the first game.
Sure.
We had spectacular results. I guess that's the second time I've used that word, sorry. We've had really good results in the preseason. We like the structure of it. We got 12 to the net last night. We got 13 to pucks to the net another night. So it's almost there. The structure of it we like, but the pace of it and moving personnel around is something we'll continue to do until we can get that good feeling, that chemistry when a group goes out and feels like they're dangerous every time.
There's no exact science to it, is there?
Well, you know what? If there was, you wouldn't see Anaheim go from 30th to 1st in the course of one summertime and with the exact same players, basically. There's an opportunity to get better every time. We do have new people on it for the first time in the NHL, and we've got to work as a group of five a little better. But I'm comfortable with where the structure is. We're not changing our grip every time we get out there. We are going to move people around just as we do 5-on-5.
When the goals kind of come in bunches against, like they have, again, in a very small sample size, is that just the hallmark of youth? Very similar to the question was asked.
Right. I don't want to put that on youth. So what you do is we would chart all goals against, chances against, measure them, number them, and look for a theme. We had a real problem last year off the rush, and we've done a much better job. So I don't consider the breakaway a rush chance. That's a completely, you know, those are two turnovers end up in the back of our net, three really last night. So where do they come from? Our big number is turnovers, managing the puck in certain areas, not chasing a game will cut your turnovers down, not being behind, so you open your game up. We understand where our chances are coming from. We do think that puck management and experience has something to do with it. Also, being behind in games has something to do with it. You open your game up more. We're going to see those numbers come down. In the places that we really wanted to fix as a priority, we're quite a bit better at it.